Welcome to your daily Reddit AI briefing. Here are today's trending discussions. Starting in the developer and coding communities, discussion around AI coding assistance remains intensely active, accompanied by frustration over changing model behaviors and pricing structures. In r/ClaudeCode, users are grappling with what they perceive as aggressive model nerfing. A popular thread by user Opus5 is obviously a nightmare, highlights how relying on older model versions has become a daily struggle, with users joking that they have to decide which model they're going to have to fist fight today. Commenters noted that while older iterations like Model 4.6 remain reliable workhorses, newer updates often feel over-engineered or plagued by severe guardrails. Meanwhile, developers are increasingly exploring multi-model setups, discussing whether combining ClaudeCode and Codex with adversarial review MCPs is the ultimate way to catch hallucinations before submitting pull requests. Over in r/VibeCoding, users are drawing parallels between the endless scroll of social media and the addictive nature of agentic programming. One viral post confessed that developers are delaying bathroom breaks, coffee runs, and sleep just to give their AI coding agent one more prompt, leading commentators to describe the phenomenon less as an AI psychosis and more like a high-stakes, unpredictable slot machine addiction. Hardware and open-source enthusiasts in r/LocalLRMA and r/LocalLLM are celebrating a massive milestone, with hundreds of upvotes dedicated to Georgi Jurgunov for creating Llama.cpp, widely hailed as the software of the decade. Discourse also centers heavily around the recent wave of powerful mid-sized models, particularly the capabilities of Qwen's latest iterations, with users achieving impressive inference speeds and running complex quantization techniques like WarpQuant locally on consumer hardware. In enterprise and agent automation circles across r/AI_agents and r/LLMDevs, security and governance are taking center stage. Developers are actively discussing how to securely store reasoning traces in Git commits without bloating repositories, debating the merits of executing agent-generated code inside Firecracker micro-VMs rather than standard containers, and building specialized routing layers like ThoughtCrime to intercept and govern agent tool calls before execution. Finally, in creative and multimedia AI subreddits like r/StableDiffusion and r/Avideos, users are blown away by the emergent prompt adherence of video models like Minimax H3 being repurposed for still images, creating stunning multi-minute animated shorts entirely locally on single consumer GPUs. That concludes your Reddit AI briefing for today. Thank you for listening.